Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hello, everybody, you beautiful people and best people I know. Yes, that would definitely be you. I am so excited to be with you again for another adventure in the business of living. And this is Monday, and wow, I tell you, there's nothing more exciting than the journey of discovering yourself. It's never boring. You know, this thing about reality shows being the new rage, what could be more exciting than just discovering the diamond in you? And, you know, one of the great things about this show is being able to call in to guests and speak with them live and ask your questions from the comfort of your own home, or if you're listening, you know, you're driving and you want to call in, you can ask our guests a question. Today we have Elizabeth Cuxon. She's a spiritual coach, but she is talking today about how to forgive and heal. And I don't know one person, including me, who doesn't have to work on the process of forgiving and healing. And I would encourage you in the chat room to type your questions or call in 347-637-1318. Press 1 for host, and you can speak with Elizabeth live. And don't forget to mark us as a favorite and follow us, because even though I do schedule those shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, on a regular basis, I have these amazing people who help you be your best. And if I can get them on other days, I will. So I have a show today, Monday, not typical, but also have a show on Wednesday with Terry Marie, who if you've seen the Spiritual Cinema, she's the CEO and award-winning producer of that. And then sometimes we have shows on Saturdays and so forth. So if you get the worry-free updates, you have choices, and I know I like choices, so you might too. But today is all about forgiveness and healing and being inspired with some practical tips that can help you forgive the unforgivable. And if you have a friend, call in and speak with Elizabeth. But let me tell you a little bit about Elizabeth. Elizabeth's touching life story involves surviving years of abuse, an emotional divorce, and the death of her infant daughter. And I don't think, you know, I think we can all relate to this pain and suffering. So, you know, again, I think that real life stories are very powerful. So, you know, make sure you can, if you can, call a friend and get them to listen right now. Instead of being resentful and angry about her daughter's death, she took this tragic event and embraced life's challenge with an open heart and mind. And now she's going to teach others and us today to travel the same path of hope. That sounds great. As a spiritual life coach, Elizabeth helps people move forward in their lives, heal, and become survivors of life's many challenges in surprising new ways. Her desire is to assist individuals in breaking free of the barriers holding them back, to assist in defining success, and to create a lifetime of personal freedom. This is her passion and goal for every soul she meets, including you, right now. Elizabeth will be publishing her first book coming up soon in 2011, and this book will share the power of forgiveness and how she accepted the loss of her daughter. And she has dedicated all of her work to her beautiful daughter, Nicola, who left her family after 9 short months of life on April 22nd in 2008. And you can connect with Elizabeth as ElizabethCuxon.com, and She is a radio show host for Healing Hearts Radio, which I encourage everybody to tune into. It's awesome. And today, it is a privilege and honor to introduce everybody to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much, Deb. That was an amazing introduction. I'm honored.
Well, you're an amazing woman, so it has to be an amazing introduction, right? They go together.
Well,
hey, I only
so
have
much.
Amazing people on this show, so you have to be amazing. It's one of the qualifications, authentic and amazing. You know, I don't know anybody who doesn't need to forgive somebody, and it's one of the universal things in life. We all share joy and happiness, but I think we all have suffering of some sort. And while, you know, some people haven't lost their daughter, I think that everybody suffered pain, trying to forgive the unforgivable. Is there something that, why don't we just start out with your story, and then we can, journey with the listeners on the things that you had to overcome, the things that you had to forgive, and then some of the ways that you were able to do that, and tips so that listeners at the end of the show can say, you know what, thank God I listened to Elizabeth, because now I'm able to move forward and now I feel free. Because I think that forgiveness is like taking arsenic and expecting the other person. Unforgiveness is like, you know, taking arsenic and expecting the other person to die. It just doesn't work. And, we need to forgive to be open to the good things that we want to feel. So tell us about your story.
Wow, that was a lot of information. So, yes, let me go ahead and start with our daughter Nicola was 9 months old, and the night before she passed, you know, I had asked my husband if he would watch our daughter for the evening. And the reason I say that is for 9 months, Nicola is also a twin. So if you can imagine having 3 children under the age of 2 in a household and not having family nearby, it gets a little crazy and hectic in the home. And
So
I wasn't getting a lot of sleep, and my husband and I played that rock, paper, scissors game, and he had our son Ryan after about probably 3 months of age, and he slept in our room, and I slept in the guest bedroom with our daughter Nicola, and that way we could keep the cribs separate and they wouldn't keep each other awake and so forth. So for several months, you know, we were going back and forth with the kids and trying to get them down to sleep and so forth. And for some reason, Nicola was still on that every 2 to 3 hour feeding schedule and never really weaned off to sleep through the night. So still at 9 months, working full time and trying to manage a fairly large family, I was trying to keep my wits about me and get enough sleep. And so this night, I needed my rest because I had a corporate business meeting and had some executives to present to it at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I wanted to be, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tail and look good in the morning. And so my husband took care of Nicola that night, and I went to the guest bedroom and got a great night, you know, rest. Sun comes up in the morning and wakes me up, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be late for this meeting. I got to go. So I run in. I wake up the whole family, get everybody up, and ask my husband. I said, would you do me another favor and get the kids into school today for me? I really need to get to this meeting at 8 o'clock. And, you know, bless his heart, he was just, absolutely, Elizabeth, I'll do whatever I can. I'll get the kids ready. You go. I know this is really important. So as I run around the house and try to get ready in about 20 to 30 minutes, I run down the stairs, and he's already got Nicola sitting in her car seat ready to go, and she's got this just cute little gummy smile and, you know, her little, I would call it little piggy toes, but they're ballerina feet, and, you know, just laughing at me as I'm running with my head cut off trying to find my laptop. So I find the laptop and, you know, holler up at everybody and say, hey, I'm off, I'll see you later, and take off out the door. And it took me about 30 minutes to get into work, and traffic was a little hectic. And as I pop up the laptop and start to open the bridge for our call, because it was an international meeting as well, the meeting was canceled. So you can only imagine. I'm like, oh, my goodness. All right. You know, so you take your deep breather, and you kind of sit down at your laptop and start to schedule your day and have your meetings and so forth. So The way the story turns out is about 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm taking some information into my boss and chatting with him, and I'm an intuitive, so I'm a medium, and I see this black billowy smoke go up the wall. And the only way I can describe it is as if when you bang chalkboard erasers together and you get that big puff of smoke. Do you know what I'm talking about, Deb? That mm-hmm. kind of puff of smoke. And I saw that go up the wall, and I know personally for me that's a family member. And so I had an older aunt that, you know, she's about 90, and I thought, oh, my goodness, she probably just passed. And I look at my boss, and I said, hey, did you just see that black smoke? And he's like, no, Elizabeth, I didn't see it. And he goes, but I'm sure it's, you know, whatever you think it is. And it was kind of the thing in the office because a lot of people knew about my gift. So I went back to my desk and worked a little bit longer and started to pack up my bag, and I got a call from my husband to say that our daughter Nicola was being rushed to the hospital and I needed to meet him down there. And that was the breaking point. I knew it wasn't the great aunt, but my daughter who had come through. And I just kind of fell apart right there in the office. And I said, okay, I'm coming. And I started to pack everything. And my coworker looked at me and said, Elizabeth, is everything okay? And I said, no, my daughter just died. Now, my husband didn't tell me that. But intuitively, that's what came to my heart because of what I had seen just 30 minutes before. So you can imagine what that had to feel like, being at work and knowing, but not knowing. And so my boss had walked around the corner. He had heard what was going on, and he says, let me escort you. Let me get you down to the hospital. Let me get you down there, Elizabeth. And I'm like, I got to drive. I said, I'm not coming back here, so just follow me down. And so, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, I wasn't really angry and in denial and bitter. But let me tell you, initially, I totally was. You know, I didn't stick in that, I didn't stay in that place. But if you think about it, how can you not be angry and bitter and judgmental, right? So I'm hopping in my car, trying to get out of the parking garage, and the parking, you know, arm won't go up. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So now I'm getting angry because I can't get to the hospital. In hindsight, that was my daughter's way of saying, Mom, come on, get it together, take a deep breath, and you got to be safe, okay, because I'm already gone, and it's not going to matter if I got there 5 minutes earlier, okay? So I'm driving down the highway, and truly, the cell phone saved my life. I called the daycare provider. And I asked her what happened. I said, can you tell me what's going on? How is she? What's going on? She goes, Elizabeth, they're doing everything they possibly can. And, you know, just get to the hospital safely. I mean, what person's not going to be upset with that response? You know, I'm like trying to go, but how is she? I want the answer right now. So my husband calls me right after that and says, I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. I'm sorry she's gone. And here I am in the middle of traffic, and I'm crying, and I couldn't believe that traffic was so slow. It was like the bumper to bumper. I can't go more than 5 to 10 miles per hour. And once again, I'm sure that was my daughter just say, Mom, please be present, focus. You know, you've got other people who depend on you as well, and you need to get there safely. And what I'd say to your listeners right now is sometimes you see that person that's crying in the car, or they're frantic, or they're trying to rush through traffic, and I would just ask you to send them light and love, because you have no idea what they're going through. You don't know what just happened. Maybe they have a sick relative. Maybe they had someone pass away. Maybe they're just a crazy driver in traffic, and you want to bless them anyway and send them light because they need all the help they can get as well. And, you know, that was the hardest drive I've ever taken and the longest drive I've ever taken. And without my friends and my family to talk to on the cell phone, they were able to coach me and just be with me until I arrived at the hospital. And at that point, when I arrived at the hospital, I was greeted by the detectives and the hospital staff and my husband, and I was taken into the hospital room where I saw my daughter laying on a table And you can't even imagine what that looks like. I mean, I'm so used to the crib with the protective gear around her and everything to see her on this table. And the first thing as a mother, I want to run to the table and protect her. You know, gosh, you don't want her to fall off. And all the reality starts to hit you and the denial starts to hit you. And what the heck happened here, right? So that was just overwhelming grief and anger. And you know, my husband and I embraced one another and just were just beside ourselves because there was nothing wrong with her. She was a healthy 9-month-old baby. And at that point, you know, I picked her up and I rocked her. And, you know, I was speaking with her and just told her, I said, I love you, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And, you know, I just asked her to be my angel and to guide me and to help me because I don't know what to do. So with that, Deb, it was a really difficult experience. And yet we had our other son still at the daycare. So, you know, after looking for our son who was in middle school, and, you know, we had police and so forth trying to get him up to the hospital so he could have closure and have our, you know, Nicholas twin brother who was still at the daycare, we needed to go back and, you know, get him. And it's like, how do you do that? Because you're in this judgment place, you're in this anger place of, like, what happened? And so thankfully my boss at work went with my husband and they picked up our son and we drove home. And that was the biggest void. I mean, I can't even describe it to anyone that you have this really loud household of children laughing and screaming and crying and now to have one person missing, I can't even express what that feels like. It's just a big hole in the house, and that silence is very numbing. So that's the story of the loss of Nicola. And we definitely went through that denial and the anger and the bargaining of bringing her home immediately. That was something that just instantaneously hit us. And you know, we had to come to grips fairly quickly. And because of being an intuitive and a medium, that is a gift she brought back to me to say, Mommy, you need to forgive. You need to forgive the daycare provider, Mommy. She loved me. She took care of me. And she needs you to forgive her because if you do not forgive her, she cannot grieve. Mm. And I'm asking you to listen to that because that's very powerful in letting go and forgiving.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that everybody listening right now, live or on replay, is feeling the same ache in their heart and heaviness that I am. I mean, it's just, you know, who could even imagine that? I can't imagine what you went through, Elizabeth, and I can hear in your voice. I mean, it's still painful. I know, I still have tears losing my mother and my best friend. I mean, those people that touch our lives and the people that we love, you know, that love never dies, and that loss is something that I think always brings a sadness, but I think what you're helping us with today and going to help us with is to try to look at it with joy, with healing, and with the good things that can come out of the bad things. And I know when we were talking earlier, you had shared that there were some other things in your life, some other abuses, some other pain that you needed to let go of, that losing your daughter really catalyzed. It was like, you know, the last thing that, you know, made you realize you had some junk to dump. And, you know, you said it so perfectly. You said that, you know, you can't have light and dark in the same room. You can't have love and peace when you're still, you know, feeding anger from the past. And letting go of the past is such a hard thing to come to terms with, because I think most of us want to say, well, if I let go of that, then I'm really condoning it. And it's not the same. It's not condoning the bad, the injustice or the bad things that have happened to us, because we've all been treated unjustly. Everybody listening right now has had something done to them by someone or some circumstance that was not fair. And I'm always saying, the world is not fair, but God is. And I think that your strength and your faith and having that intuitive gift, divinely inspired, help us today, take us to the next step, how you work through the process of forgiving and realizing that there were some other things along with the death of your daughter that you had to forgive so that we can do the same today.
Absolutely, that would be my pleasure. And this is where we take the roller coaster. So I took you down kind of a steep ride, and I wanted you to feel that emotion, because I wanted you to feel that pain that a mother would go through, or anyone who has any type of loss, okay, and what that feels like in your heart. And now I want to take you up the ride. And one of the big things that I learned is letting go and forgiving. And by doing that, I'm going to give you an example of what I call the total truth letter. And what that is I learned, because of many of the experiences I've had in my life, as Deb mentioned, I've had physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. And that started at a very early age of 4, and many times I asked God, why me? Okay? And so when my daughter passed away, the gift that she brought me, and it is truly a gift, is that she said, Mom, you have so much to offer and you have so much to teach, and I want you to use your gifts. I want you to do that, because you're going to allow people to grow and find out what it means to have a broken heart and to heal their heart. And in doing that, the total truth letter, for example, is letting go of what no longer serves you. Because if you hold on to that anger, that resentment, that bitterness within you, there's something we call disease. And it's the dis-ease within your body. And if you hold on to all of those things from your past that truly do not serve you, that drama, it will cause the dis-ease because you can't let it go. And many of us have learned to hold on to that because it's our story. But really, it's our experience. It's part of our journey. In this total truth letter, what I want to teach you to do is to get out a piece of paper, and anyone, including yourself, that is in that self-sabotage, for example, for yourself, and feeling that you have that pity party, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, or somebody who has hurt you, like in my life, I can't even show you the number of fingers. I don't have enough fingers on both hands of the number of people who have abused me in my life. And what I did is, first of all, I wrote a letter to my daughter, and I told her how much I loved her. And I'm so sorry that I did not say, I love you, that I couldn't take 5 minutes in my busy day to say, I love you before I walked out the door. I wasn't present. I had to apologize for that, because it was one of the biggest things that I've learned out of this entire experience, is to be present, not so much focusing on the future, but the here and now, because I was missing so many wonderful things that were right in front of me because I was focusing so much on my future. And then my heart hurt, and I wasn't really able to give my children my all, because of my past experiences, okay? I was so abused as a child, I was very controlling and wanted my children to do exactly what I told them to do. So also in this letter, I apologized for not always being there, for not, you know, being, you know, present and fun, being a fun mom versus a controlling mom. So in this letter, what I'd ask you to do is to write a letter, and you may have several, because let me tell you, I had a lot to write. To let the person know how you feel. Really let it go. So for my abusers, they were a gift to me as well, because they have taught me things in my life, and now I'm able to help other people through the same experience because I learned to forgive them. And just as Deb said, it doesn't mean I condone what they did. What I'm doing is I'm forgiving them, and I'm forgiving myself through this letter. and you can put the F-bombs in there. I hate you because you did this to me. How dare you? You know, I should be able to be a child. I should be able to be a man. I should be able to be the person I was intended to be, and you came in and you did this. Get that anger, those bitter feelings out on that piece of paper, and you're writing the letter to the individual. And when you write this letter and you're really letting it rip, I mean let it rip, and it could be 5 pages, it could be a page, it could be 20 pages, let it rip. When you're done with that, I want you to take it outside and I want you to burn it. Because God is ready to take that burden off of your heart and off of your back. I had carried around a heavy backpack of guilt and resentment and anger for years. And when I wrote those total truth letters and I let them go and I let those emotions and those feelings go, my heart opened. It was like if you can imagine a rose, and when it's tight, tight, tight in the bud, it's like you can't see the beauty that's within it. But when you let go of the anger and the bitter and the resentment, your rose opens and unfolds this amazing, beautiful, delicate flower. And that's your heart. If you allow it to open and heal, then you can help others. But right now you've got to help heal yourself and be the person that you were intended to be.
You can't, it's that old, it's the saying, you know, I think of being in the plane, you have to really put the oxygen mask on yourself to be able to save anybody else.
That's exactly
else.
What and, I was thinking, Deb.
Yeah.
We're really in tune, because I was thinking the same exact thing. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's just so much to – I'd love to have you – if you have a question for Elizabeth, maybe, you know, you have a hurt, and, you know, with her intuitive ability, she can maybe give you something that, you know, you need today. And I don't think you're here by accident. I believe everybody is listening to this show right now for a specific reason, for a specific purpose, even if it's for you to forward this to a friend to help them with their healing. And, you know, we all help each other. There's nobody exempt, no matter how rich, famous, poor, rich, whatever. You know, we all help each other. So give a call in to Elizabeth if you'd like, 347-637-1318. Press 1 and I'll get you through to her. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to take your calls, and Elizabeth's going to also help us to really discover what our true purpose in life is and help us create the life that we desire using the gifts and the things that we need to forgive. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Well, hello, and thank you for being with us. And our guest is Elizabeth Cuxon. She's a spiritual coach, and she's helping us today to forgive, to let go, and to release the anger and make room for the love. And who doesn't want love? I know I want more love in my life because love feels good. And when you're loving yourself, you can be happy, and you can't help anybody else be happy if you don't enjoy your own company. So we were just talking with Elizabeth about the loss of her daughter and some of the other hurts and abuses that she had. But, you know, the great thing is that Elizabeth has moved past so much of this, and she was telling us about her one thing that you can all do, we can all do today from listening to the show, is creating a truth letter. And burning it and enjoying that smoke, go up in smoke, and letting go of the past. So, you know, tell us how we can discover our life purpose, what you think that is, and how we can create the life we desire with these things, with these hurts, and moving past them.
Wow. As far as finding your own personal life purpose, I think the biggest thing that we've learned in society is judgment. And that starts at such a very young age where we're in competition with one another, you know, to be the top of the class, to be the best, and you must go to school and you must do this. All of it's judgment. It's all should. And to me, the word should is a judgment word. And in trying to find what your purpose in life is, it's truly once you kind of clean out your clutter, and I mean that in two different ways. Cleaning your clutter around you physically, right? If your house is a mess, if your office is a mess, if your car is a mess, okay, it's things that you're just holding on to, and do you really need them? The second thing is go internal, go inside, and start to clean the clutter inside of you. So the truth letter is one of those things. Another is to start to play. Oh, think about when you were a child and what that was like. Now, some of us may have had difficult childhoods. I'm one of those. However, there are memories that I have that are just amazing, that I had a lot of fun. So I would ask you to go back and think of that time as a child when you were free. You had some just amazing vacations, times with family, something that brought you great joy. And I want you to sit in that moment and feel how your body feels. It's totally different than when you were writing your truth letter, because you're going to be tight and tense and like, ugh, right? When you think of that fun, joyful time in your life, you're going to go, ah, that feels good. And when you're in that place, I want you to just be still. And I want you to ask yourself, if I could do anything, and if I had no fear, what would I do? And remember, it's not what people have told you to do. It's what you feel. If you're creative and artistic, but you've told, you know, that you've got to be that engineer, you've got to be this kind of a person, I want you to let that go. That's somebody else's beliefs. I want you to go inside of yourself and feel what makes you feel good. Because when you start to look at what makes you passionate about what you do, that's your life purpose. And so, for example, what makes me passionate and what I know my life purpose is to be a teacher, a mentor, a healer. But what I do each day is I set a priority. God is my priority in my life, then Elizabeth, then my children, and then my husband. Just like Deb said, you help yourself first, and then you help the elders and the children. And in my life, as I do that each day, and I ask God to unfold my day. So instead of controlling my life, I surrender and I let it go. And so if you ask me what my purpose is, it's helping others, and each person is different, and each person's experience is different. But if you allow your day and minutes to unfold, then it will bring you a new blessing. If you try to control it, you will limit what you will receive. Does that make sense, Deb? Mm.
Yeah, I think basically, you know, it's the syndrome that I've suffered with is, you know, I think that I truly have an ability to control and know what God should be doing. So I have to always let God be God and remember that I am not in charge, you know. And I think that's the thing that you brought up earlier, which I really want to emphasize. When we get that upside down boot camp for living, which is, you know, the abuse or the insanity, the dysfunction, the family stuff that we, you know, there is no perfect family. I mean, Ozzy and Harriet was great, but it was in the movie. So most people don't have that. But so if you have some sort of dysfunction that you grew up with, maybe it was some alcoholism, maybe it was sexual abuse, maybe it wasn't anything that traumatic, maybe it was just, you know, something else that you have a resentment to. That's upside down boot camp training. And what we do to compensate for that is to try to control. We don't feel control, so what do? It's the pendulum swinging the other way. If you didn't have a lot of control when you were growing up, you spend the rest of your life trying to recapture that control. And recapturing that control is associated with the false illusion that we have any control, instead of trusting that there is that higher power universe, or for me it would be God, you know, really has our best interest at heart and can make anything good out of something bad. And, you know, as we listen to shows like this, work with coaches like you, and there's so many other great people doing amazing work, we can trust again, and we can realize that, you know what, things that were working before in childhood don't work now. And then it's the aha moment. Yeah, you know, the more I try to control, the more I realize I'm in fear. And the more I'm in fear and I can come away with that awareness that it's not serving me, then I can say, hey, I got to let someone out of prison. And that person in prison is me. And then,
yes,
you know,
yes,
you can
totally agree.
Then you can forgive, and then you can love. But, you know, it's a process. And I think that, you know, if anybody's like me, you know, patience is not my top virtue. I want it now or yesterday. And, you know, it's like, hey, God may give you the gift. You know, you want to be a skier, and God, like a parent, may give you these great high-performance skis to become, you know, an Olympic skier. But guess what? If you get those skis when you're 10 years old, you know, you don't fit into the boots. You have to, you know, give yourself some time to be able to grow into them. So you may have the gift. You may have the skis in your bedroom, and you may be able to look at them every day, but you can't use them yet. You have to go through some things before you can step into your greatness. And I think that that's something of what you're trying to help us with today, and looking at letting go and forgiveness as something that is not necessarily in the feeling as much as it is in the action. And I love the truth letter because it's such a powerful visual. It's an action. And people think that forgiveness is in the feeling. And forgiveness is really, you know, letting someone go, not wishing them ill will, and not trying to be revengeful, and just trusting that, you know, all things eventually balance out, but that it's not your responsibility, it's God's, it's the universe, it's karma, it's whatever it is for your God of your understanding. And that's something that you really change lives with in your practice, isn't it, Elizabeth?
Oh, absolutely. That's why it was a really hard question to say, what are all the listeners' purposes? And I answered that generically because as each, you know, when individuals come to me or even couples come to me for mentoring or life coaching, I help them on an individual basis. And with my intuitive gift, that even helps me more because I get additional guidance, if you will. And so with that coaching, we're able to work through whatever difficult times they're having in their life, whether it's financial, whether it's relationships, whether it's the loss of anything in their lives. And so that's a huge piece of moving forward with their life so they can actually start to embrace and love their life. So absolutely, the life coaching, or even just if they need closure, because that's another thing that people come to me for, is they didn't get to say goodbye, like in my daughter's situation where I ran out the door for a meeting and she wasn't there when I got home. And so having that closure is a huge piece of the healing process, because then they can start to grieve and start to move forward, which totally transforms their lives.
I can't believe that we've only got like 5 minutes left. So we have to say, I'm so sad. We were talking earlier. I love my own radio show, so I hope everybody else out there is enjoying it, because I've learned so much. But, you know, what we have to do is keep putting Miracle-Gro in the garden of our life. And how do we do that? We surround ourselves with people that have what we want. So if you want forgiveness and healing, you have to really get it from someone that's already walked the talk and eats their words on a regular basis. So you can sign up for a free consult, you know, coaching to see if this is something that can help you with Elizabeth. And how do we do that? Your website or email address? How do people contact you and
sure.
get up your list and all that?
Absolutely. So my website is Elizabeth Cookson. So that's ElizabethCookson.com. And you can also join me on my Facebook page to get some daily hints on ways to help move forward in your life. And my email address is elizabeth@elizabethcookson.com if you want to contact me directly, and we could schedule an appointment or consultation, and I'd be happy to help you heal.
Yeah, and you know, I'm always a firm believer. You can try 10 new things and, you know, take what you like and leave the rest. So if you get one thing out of the 10, you're still one ahead than you were if you hadn't tried. So there's
Absolutely.
No harm in, you know, there's no harm in trying. And, you know, there's just so many great things that you've brought to us today. I know it's been amazing for me, and things to think about. I mean, sometimes people want all the right answers, but they forget that you have to ask the right questions first. It's like,
exactly.
Hey.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different. We all grieve differently. We all are in this process differently, and our mirrors of life are different as well, which is a whole nother story.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the other thing that I've come to believe is, you know, you're not alone. And I think part of that fear and insanity is, oh, it's just me. There's nobody else feeling the way that I do, and nobody else has overcome my problems, and there's no way out. And, you know, what's great about listening to shows, you know, like this, I believe, is you know you're not alone. You know that there's other people that have overcome the tragedy. You have hope, and you learn tools to try to transform those things, the upside-down things, to the right side up. And then when you get the gift, you hold on to it, and you can give it to somebody else. And then that's when it multiplies. Because most of the healing is I know for me, because I teach kids for confirmation, I learn more when I'm teaching than, you know, if I was sitting in the classroom. So that's the gift that keeps on giving. And you are a gift, Elizabeth. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for being with us today. Any final thought to somebody listening?
Well, it's just been my pleasure. And I think you hit on everything. And that is, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's unique. Your circumstances are not the same as everybody else. And especially with grieving, I just want to say I really understand. I've met so many people going through this process. Some people like to be alone. Some people require to have others around them. Other people, you know, want to go into the pity party, and we need to pull you back out of that to show you that you can move forward and have hope. And I just ask that you give yourself the opportunity to truly grieve and let go so that you can celebrate your life. Because from the other side, as a medium, I will tell you the number one thing I hear is please move forward with your life, and, you know, just appreciate and celebrate the life of the person who's no longer with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. Well, we're thanking God for the blessing of you. And anybody listening, remember, there's no right or wrong to being you. You know, you are who you are for a reason, and God found you necessary, and that's why you're here. So if you're still alive and listening, then you still have a purpose. And the best thing that you can do for yourself and everybody else is to get in love and to live in passion with enthusiasm and squeeze the juice out of life. And you can't be your best with anger and unforgiveness in your heart. So get rid of it. Dump it. It's not worth it. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Elizabeth. Everybody go to Elizabeth's beautiful website, connect with her, get some free coaching. What a gift. She's doing that for listeners today. And share this. You want to be able to help somebody, share this show with a friend, because we're here for you. And if you keep listening, then we can keep bringing you great guests. And check out Elizabeth's wonderful radio show, Healing Hearts Radio, as well. All right, well, that's all the time we have, but I hope you'll join us tomorrow. Well, let's see, Wednesday and Thursday we have shows this week. So go out, be a blessing, live in the present moment, look in the mirror, say, I love me, I am just so awesome, because why? Because you are! And know that we love you too. So you're the best. And be a blessing and be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.